Although drug abuse is a criminal offence in the Czech Republic, current legislation doesn't distinguish between hard and soft drugs. It merely draws a line between what it calls a small amount of drugs and, I quote, anything over that amount. But what exactly is a small amount of drugs? Well, the law doesn't say, and it's been up to the Czech police to decide. Now, the government has proposed an amendment which would let offenders know when they're on dangerous ground. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
The phrase bigger than small, which was introduced into the Czech penal code over a decade ago, has been the butt of jokes for years. It even appeared in the lyrics of a popular song. However, for the police, it was no laughing matter, and failing to get an answer as to how big a small amount of drugs actually was, they established their own norms pertaining to various drugs. So, for instance, a small amount of drugs was anything under 20 marijuana joints, 25 hallucinogenic mushrooms, 10 ecstasy pills, or 10 doses of heroin. Anything under that amount is punishable by a fine. Anything over it could put the offender in prison. The proposed amendment to the penal code, which the lower house started debating this Friday, largely corresponds with the norms the police are already using. But the amendment goes further. The head of the National Drugs Monitoring Centre, Viktor Mravčík, says he is particularly happy about the fact that, if it is approved, the authorities will finally start making a distinction between hard and soft drugs.
The law, as it is for the time being, doesn't differentiate. The draft, now discussed by the parliament, should set up such a differentiation, and I think that this is the step towards right direction. There are differences between cannabis, for sure, and other drugs. Simply, cannabis doesn't pose so great health and social risks as other so-called problematic drugs, as heroin or methamphetamine, which is called in Czech pervitin.
A recent survey among Czech teenagers indicated that a third of them occasionally smoke marijuana, some as many as 4 joints a day, and that many of them start before age 13. This has shocked parents and elicited calls for a complete ban on all drugs. Viktor Mravčík says this wouldn't do any good at all, and argues that there is no need to go further than the proposed amendment.
I think that this is the legal framework or legal situation which is normal in Europe, in almost all countries, that simply possession of drugs for the, let's say, personal use is not punished so hardly. Nobody has a benefit from the punishment of drug users as such. It creates more harm to the society than to simply decriminalize possession of drugs. So I think that it's normal state, and this is the situation we have now.
And that was Viktor Mravčík of the National Drugs Monitoring Center, ending that report by my colleague Daniela Lazarova.